This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition. You can take control of the airwaves and join the conversation by calling 603-283-6160. Again, that's 603-283-6160 to get on the air here on Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Lord Reverend Captain Kickass, and joining me, it's
Stone
and Richie Rich.
And boy, do we have some content lined up for y'all.
Only if you like COVID.
And by y'all, I mean we're fixing to unleash a tsunami of stuff.
Spittle onto the microphone cover.
However, before we even get into that, Stone, you were mentioning just before we got on the air that the fainting nurse...
Yeah, it appears she probably died. The mother of two, reportedly in great health. It was, I think, the 17th of December. She was live-streamed fainting after getting the vaccine.
And boy, did we make fun of her for that.
Yeah, so there's no... The story I'm looking at alleges that she died, and I'm assuming that if she didn't die... we would have some updates on what happened to her.
Right, or she would, make a Facebook post or something, right?
Exactly.
Like, oh, no, I'm actually
and
over
it's
here.
It's actually quite nefarious because if she did die on the 17th, 10 hours after she got her shot, and they've been suppressing this information, it's just kind of ridiculous that they would suppress such a huge piece of news.
Agreed.
It was Christmas, and they have to get those shots rushed out to everyone. You can't have that kind of news come out right before you're stabbing everyone else with needles.
Yeah, but it's crazy because a lot of the people, they say it's facts. You got to do this. You got to do that. The facts, the science.
The science. Trust the science.
And then if for them to suppress the facts of a fatality, this is something that should be published in the newspaper every week. And
only if she died because of the vaccine.
No, a lot of things.
We don't know.
A lot of things.
Ongoing
that,
investigation. Yeah.
A lot of things that should be published, to the general public, don't get published anymore. That's my personal observation of things.
Exactly.
I find that the mainstream media is, generally speaking, nothing but a propaganda arm.
But for censorship to get to this level of basically preventing the reporting of a death of international significance, not reporting a death of international significance seems a little bit too far of censorship.
Well, I agree with you 100%. And we know that the vaccine companies, plural, who all seem to have found the vaccine at the same time, magically. Not sure how that works out.
Well,
different flavors of it, right? You've got like the Chevy vaccine, you've got like the Ford vaccine, you've got the Dodge Chrysler vaccine. I'm being facetious, of course, but you have different brands of these vaccines now that all claim to be, 95% effective? Effective at what, specifically?
Okay, so let me stop you there, because specifically, from what I've come up with the news, is... prevents you from experiencing symptoms related to the virus. That's what the vaccine does.
So they've got heroin in them.
I don't know what they've got. I don't know what, but it doesn't prevent you from getting the virus. It doesn't prevent you from transmitting the virus. It prevents you from experiencing symptoms while you have it.
Or does it?
Allegedly, that's what it does. If it doesn't kill you... So what they're saying is like you get the vaccine, you still have to wear a mask, you still can't go out, you still should keep your distance from people, because that it does nothing to like stop the spread. It just you won't be symptomatic.
Side effects may include spontaneous rectal evacuation, growth of a third eye, and spontaneous death.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's, I think it's really dramatic, the censorship, if you compare it to the, there's been a lot of allergic reactions, and I remember reading one, and it did follow up and say that they recovered, but for them to, so it's pretty obvious they covered that, when there was a recovery, but when you have a death, it's like they're going to give it a media blackout.
Well, I've seen some reports where they're really, 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 really pushing people to make sure they get the second dose. Because if you don't know, these vaccines, they say, require you to get two doses, one initial and then one like a couple of weeks later.
Yeah.
And they've said this about vaccines before. I think it was the shingles vaccine, chickenpox, whatever, because chickenpox and shingles are the same thing. It's just one happens later, something along those lines. But like they had the dual, you had to get one shot and then a shot, you know, a couple of weeks later, just like they say with this one. And people just didn't go get the second shot. For whatever reason. And so
the first one hurt.
And so they're saying now that if you don't get the second shot, they don't know what's going to happen.
Well, because it messes with your RNA. You've got to, like, complete the transformation.
Wasn't that part of your clinical trials that you supposedly conducted before, you know, releasing it to the general public?
Well, it would have been inhumane to give people one shot just to see. Right?
If you volunteered for it, okay. Though, right? I mean, you know, to me, that's where all of this stuff comes down
to. Let's give it to minorities first.
I say, let's give this crap to the politicians first.
I agree.
Well, okay, you might agree, but a lot of them are trying to get it first, and now they're being accused of jumping the line.
That's true.
That's on the table.
Yeah. The fear kicks in. They're like, oh, excuse me, pardon me. They're elbowing people out of the way. Their constituents, the people who voted.
So they're volunteering to do it first already. We don't even have to worry about that.
Related to all of this discussion is something that I found today from a website I've never heard of, LifeSiteNews.com.
Very credible.
Asymptomatic transmission of COVID-19 didn't occur at all. Study of 10 million finds. Only 300 asymptomatic cases in the study of nearly 10 million people were discovered, and none of those tested positive for COVID-19. Now, that's a whole lot of words, right? And some medical jargon in there for our listeners that, you know, maybe they didn't take medical terminology. I didn't take it either. I just helped my sister pass it because I was better at grammar and spelling than she was. But what that means is simply this. The whole asymptomatic spread is the basis for all of these control freaks, i.e. politicians, to issue these mandates for lockdowns and the mask mandates and all of that kind of stuff. It's the whole premise behind all of their overreach that they've been inflicting upon the public globally, not just in the United States. This is governments around the globe doing this crap to people.
Because the only way to know for certain is to isolate yourself for 2 weeks. And then you're allowed back out in the open.
So they said, however, this study of 10 million people in Wuhan, China.
Well, there you go. Now it's fake news.
Of all places, right? The center, the epicenter of the supposed coronavirus.
If you trust those Chinese scientists that unleashed the virus on us in the first place.
That there was zero asymptomatic transmission. That means the lockdowns, the masks, the social distancing, all BS, all unnecessary.
I would have said that from the beginning anyway.
Well, we have been saying that here on Free Talk Live.
True.
But it's really nice to see a large study conducted over 10 million people that finds that this is indeed the facts. This is indeed the science.
The problem at this point is all of those lockdowns, the mask wearing, all of those aspects are so ingrained into the vast majority of the population right now that even receiving this news, it will be blocked out, pushed out, because it will give them too much cognitive dissonance to accept it.
I'm sorry, it's cognitive Stockholm dissonance syndrome. It's all just one phrase now.
Okay.
So cognitive Stockholm dissonance syndrome.
Cognitive Stockholm dissonance syndrome. Got it.
Yes. CSDS.
So they have this CSDS that will not allow them to incorporate this new news into their mindset.
We're making up new acronyms here on Free Talk Live.
So. CSDS.
Yes. It almost sounds like Buenos Dias.
If you're Spanish.
Yeah.
Cognitive dissonante.
So this from Wuhan, China, December 23rd, 2020. A study of almost 10 million people in Wuhan, China, found that asymptomatic spread of COVID-19 did not occur at all. thus undermining the need for lockdowns, which are built on the premise of the virus being unwittingly spread by infectious, asymptomatic people.
I'm doing my best.
Bitcoin's over 26,000, though.
It certainly is. That makes the captain a happy man. We can talk more about COVID. We can talk more about this study, plus your calls and your thoughts. We've got a whole bunch more in store for you here on Free Talk Live. More is coming up.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need. A WordPress using WooCommerce and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin. Start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series. From Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments around the world killing innocent people? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin is money that cannot be inflated or controlled by any state. By continuing to use their money, you're perpetuating the killing. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available to you now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. It's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Liberty Radio Network, broadcasting the latest liberty-oriented audio content 24 hours a day at LRN.fm.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. It is Free Talk Live, the live radio call-in talk program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about anything you would like. You can talk about what we're talking about. You can talk about stuff we've talked about before, or you can bring up anything you want. Our phone number is 603-283-6160. Again, the number 603-283-6160. Open phones as usual. In the studio tonight, it's myself,
Stone,
and Richie Rich.
Stone, before we went to the break there, you mentioned the price of Bitcoin. What is it now?
It's around $26,300 is the most common price. And I've actually got a story from Cointelegraph.
Go.
After promoting Bitcoin merch discount, Mark Cuban praises BTC monetary policy. And I read the story. It's basically him tweeting about Bitcoin. I guess he runs the Mavs, the Mavericks, I guess.
Yeah.
So he
owner
tweeted,
of the Mavericks, yeah.
Yeah, so Mark Cuban, owner of the Mavericks. I think he did like Shark Tank also, something like that. Want to spend your BTC somewhere, spend it with the Mavs and get a 25% discount for using Bitcoin.
Nice. Oh, hell yes.
He continued with his tweets, public companies should learn a lesson from Bitcoin and commit to not issue new shares of stock, ever. Their stock prices would immediately jump. And then he continued, there was a tweet from Elon Musk, looks like December 20th, Bitcoin is almost as BS as fiat money. Mark Cuban replied, blasphemous, I say, just blasphemous.
Really? Because Elon Musk a couple of days ago was like trying to figure out a way to convert.
Wasn't he asking, hey, how do I, you know, become liquid in Bitcoin or something like that? How do I make a huge transaction?
Yeah, billions of dollars into Bitcoin, yeah.
It's totally possible.
So he's, I'd expect him to be a little bit more on board.
We've seen, I read something today, I didn't bring it in for show prep, I read that some of the OG Bitcoin is on the move again.
Okay.
You know, some of the original blocks.
Nice.
You know, pre-Coinbase type stuff, or maybe just at the dawn of Coinbase, whenever they started becoming an exchange, that some number of millions, as much as maybe $10 million worth of Bitcoin is on the move from the
But has Satoshi's blocks moved?
Well, you know, I don't know. Who is Satoshi, anyway?
That's why.
That's right.
You got to be able to track that. If his move, everyone's going to be on that.
That's right. And, of course, Richie Rich is representing with his very large B Bitcoin shirt. That is from the Bitcoin.com, folks.
It is. It says Bitcoin.com on the back of the shirt.
Very nice. So I am very enthused about what's happening in the cryptocurrency world. Not only because, you know, the value in measured in dollars has gone up. I know that that's a little bit of a farce because it's partially a reflection of how worthless the U.S. dollar is becoming.
Right.
So I get that. But at the same time, it is a new technology that I will call the next internet. Right. So in my lifetime, you know, I've been privy to seeing a bunch of, we'll call them life-changing technologies, right? Radio, television, cable television, the internet, cell phones, right? Not necessarily in that order. And cryptocurrency, to me, is a life-changing technology. I can't think of another way to describe it. I've been telling people that music is the language of emotion. That's how people express emotion across the globe. Cryptocurrency is the language of value. That's how people will express value going forward. It is coming for your business. It is coming for your bureaucracy. It is coming for your governance. It's just a matter of time. The technology exists to replace all of that in a voluntary way, and that makes me an excited captain.
So I was talking to my buddy about Bitcoin.
My package is very stimulated.
Oh, my goodness. I was talking to my buddy about Bitcoin yesterday, and one of the thought processes, according to him, that needs to change is trying to use Bitcoin to replace the dollar. Like, he is heavily against that as an intellectual concept,
right,
or like intellectual exercise. In his mind, it's going to replace gold as the store of value. And so thinking of, you know, the price in terms of, like, you know, how many Bitcoin in the world is there versus how much gold there is in the world, and that's where, you know, the price of Bitcoin may settle at some point in the future.
Yeah, that's an interesting theory. And I would actually have to say that Bitcoin right now, you can use it as a currency, but that's not where its real value is. Right now, at the moment, Bitcoin is a store of value.
Much like gold. That's the comparison.
Yes, absolutely. And so, you know, his theory holds some merit in my book.
Right. And there might be other cryptocurrencies that come forward in the future that actually truly take the place of the dollar for regular transactions and become more use case currency. But Bitcoin itself, compared to gold right now, and start wrapping your head around that as a concept versus the replacement for the dollar.
Right, right. Well, and it's going to be difficult because I know, like, even in the United States, there have been several attempts to replace the unit of measure with the metric system.
Yeah.
And that hasn't gone over at all. Everybody's stuck on the imperial system. Feet, yeah. Inches.
I agree to a great extent about storing your value, that you should have a diversified portfolio, I think, is important. And I'm looking at a story again. So ultimately, you can't really buy Bitcoin if you don't have anything to buy it with.
But you can buy with labor.
That's true.
You can earn it. Yes.
Yeah. The people that can't buy it with cash or whatever probably can't buy it with labor because they've got to spend their labor to pay for their expenses, sure, and live and all. So ultimately, if you've gotten some financial stability and you're investing in stocks, mutual funds, gold, silver, I think Bitcoin is a key element. You don't ignore something that's boomed so hard in such a short time. It's a new asset class, and it's given I'm reading a story, Mexico's second richest man says Bitcoin is his best investment ever. This is something that, it's kind of like the gold rush. I mean, when the gold rush was happening and new gold is being found, people that have a lot of assets to diversify would likely want to have gotten into gold. I think that would have been a great investment then. It's a great investment now with Bitcoin.
Yeah. Do you think that's why we're seeing the boom now, that some people who have some amount of wealth accumulated are jumping in, on the bandwagon?
So it was kind of rising slowly. After it crashed down to 3 or 4,000 from 20,000, it slowly rose, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then 10,000. It kind of hovered around 10,000, 11, 9, and then boom. Now we've got institutional investors coming in, billionaires.
That's the big part.
Exactly.
And Mark Cuban and Elon Musk are talking about it.
Exactly. So we're at a point right now where if you're not investing some of your investable assets into crypto, you're going to probably miss out huge is what I'm thinking. Even if it's just 5% of what your portfolio is, I'd go for a lot higher percentage. But I think if an investor or a manager is not doing this, they're making a huge mistake.
Yeah, I agreed. And I know everybody that has gotten into crypto as a result of me blabbing my yapper to them is in the positive right now.
Yeah.
Even if they bought, when it was high and then it went down low, it's not low anymore.
And keep in mind that it's still early on.
It is.
Exactly. Institutions are just now getting in and getting integrated to the system.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and LeVette wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work, so that was at a dead end.
DINOVITE.com.
I've been hearing Dinovite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And, all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dinovite, no more flaky skin. It doesn't scratch a ditch, and I started to put weight on.
Dinovite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the Dinovite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dinovite for 90 days.
DINOVITE.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Investigators have officially named a suspect in the Christmas Day bombing in downtown Nashville. U.S. Attorney Don Cochran said Sunday that they believe the blast was a suicide bombing by 63-year-old Anthony Q. Warner. He went on to say that the human remains found at the scene were matched to Warner through DNA testing. Cochran did not comment on a possible motive for the bombing, but said authorities are still investigating and are looking for anyone who may have interacted with Warner. to the east of Nashville. Police in Lebanon investigated a box truck that was playing a similar message to the one the RV in Nashville played before exploding. Police received a call about the truck Sunday morning, which was parked at a convenience store. Rutherford County Sheriff's deputies stopped the truck and detained the driver, closing a highway while the truck was investigated. No explosives were found in the truck, and the driver is currently being questioned. This is USA Radio News. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are pressing President Trump to sign a $900 billion COVID relief package as two federal programs giving unemployment aid expired over the weekend. The President and Congress are at odds over a demand he made to increase the amount of stimulus payment provided in the bill from $600 to $2,000. Senator Bernie Sanders says President Trump made his desire for larger checks known too late in the game. The Vermont Independent tells ABC's This Week that the president should sign the current bill now and negotiate for the larger checks later.
He said, well, yes, I know there were intense negotiations. You passed the $908 billion bill. It has, you know, extending unemployment. It has direct payments. It has this, that, and everything else. But you know what? I've now decided that I'm going to jump into the game, and I want $2,000. Well, I want $2,000. The American people want $2,000. They need it, given the economic crisis. So what we need to do is have the president sign that bill today, right now, or else the suffering of this country will be immense.
This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
The latest about the Liberty Radio Network via our email updates at updates.lrn.fm. That's updates.lrn.fm.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition. Our phone number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 if you would like to join the conversation. We've got a couple of calls holding. We'll get to those momentarily. In the studio tonight, it's the Reverend Captain Kickass joining me.
And Richie Rich.
And I wanted to tell you, since we've been talking about Bitcoin in the previous segment, that Bitcoin.com, whom we mentioned, is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized by your needs. There is no longer an excuse to be ignorant of this important world-changing information. If you are a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines of all the news relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website. Visit bitcoin.com. Well, let's do what we do here on Free Talk Live, and let's go to your calls and your thoughts. We have Eric calling from Pennsylvania. Eric, you're on the air.
Hello. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Oh, I have predictions for 2021. I predict whoever's president is going to deal with an economy that's going to crash like 1929, another Great Depression.
Who do you predict is going to be president?
Stock market crash than you saw in 2020.
Yep. I'm with you.
Yeah.
I mean, mathematically speaking,
I also could,
mathematically speaking, the dollar can't survive right? It's just a question of time. It's been on life support for, well, most of my life. And the Federal Reserve is doing whatever it can, of course, to keep it alive and kicking and, you know, hitting it with the defibrillator as often as they can. But mathematically speaking, I don't believe it can survive.
Do you see these posts on, like, TikTok where they're
like,
I'll
still have some more predictions.
Just make it worth more.
I predict that the COVID-19 is going to get worse. There's going to be more deaths, more people getting sick with it. I also predict that the next president is going to get into war with Iran, and it could involve Russia and China in a nuclear exchange next year.
Eric, who do you think the next president's going to be? And I don't mean Biden, right? Who's the one after that?
It could be Kamala Harris.
You think so?
Do you think Biden will finish his term?
No, I don't think Biden's going to finish his term because of the curse of the Indian chief that curses our president every 20 years.
Well said, Eric. Any other predictions?
Yeah. I predict it could be a massive earthquake either in Washington State or California.
Okay.
And I predict it could be a tsunami next year, too.
In the same place?
No, somewhere in the Pacific or the Atlantic.
Could you be more Pacific?
Do you have sources for this? Like, are you tapped into a higher power that's feeding you this information?
Yeah, the higher power of God is what I get my resources from.
Okay, all right. Well, we appreciate the call, Eric. So. Thank you. Predictions from Eric in Pennsylvania. What do you think?
As good as any other prediction.
Yeah. You know, I mean, he didn't really make anything, you know, I think the tsunami and the earthquake thing, like, I mean, that's a little easy, right?
Sure.
Ooh, there's going to be an earthquake in the Pacific. Well, I mean, the odds of that happening are pretty great.
Same with a tsunami of some kind, especially if you have an earthquake. Yeah. Usually one leads to the other.
His other ones, though, thought-provoking.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, which one specifically?
Calling for
economic collapse also seems a little easy at this point.
Well, that's true.
My biggest problem with the economic collapse prophecy is that Ron Paul has been prophesizing that for like 50 years now.
Yeah, and what's the guy from the Trends Journal?
I don't know.
I'm trying to remember his name. It's... I can't remember his name. He's been predicting that for at least a decade.
And they're not wrong, but it's on the horizon.
Gerald Celente. That's the guy. That's the guy I'm thinking of.
The path of the dollar, like you said, it's going to collapse at some point. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. But no one has been able to like nail down the when solidly enough where they're like, this is it. They can no longer kick that can down the road. Right, it's the world reserve currency. Well, maybe if it's not the world reserve currency, then maybe we have a shot. But what's going to replace it as a world reserve currency? Number one,
well, nothing. Doesn't have to.
Sure. Well, if the dollar's going to collapse, that's kind of, you know, in the realm of possibility that it has to be.
I'm just saying that technology, and we've been talking about cryptocurrency. The technology exists to where there doesn't need to be one world reserve currency. Cryptocurrencies can be exchanged with each other easily through an app on your phone.
Then you're talking at least another 20, 30, 40, 50 years.
I think that long. I mean,
for it to become that well used.
I'm already getting old. I want to see this crap right now.
No, but for you on an individual basis, absolutely.
Well, I do see it on an individual basis because I live here. But
for all the nations in the world to move to a cryptocurrency or multiple cryptocurrencies instead of using their national currency, I mean...
That's a prediction that I think is fun, right?
Sure.
Now, there's a bold prediction. I also don't think Kamala Toe Harris will ever be president, or Kamala, whatever, however you pronounce her name.
Okay.
And I just say that because I don't really think that anybody is, you know, going to put a female in the president's chair in the next two, like this election, as it were. If Biden dies or something, then it could totally happen. But outside of that, I don't think she's going to get in of her own accord.
Well, Biden is already on record as saying if me and Kamala have a disagreement on morality and ethics, I will step down. Or like he said that.
And dumbass. let's go to more of your calls and thoughts. We have Gail calling in from Springfield, Missouri. Gail, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hi, Gail. What's on your mind?
You were talking about censorship earlier.
In the media, yes.
In the media. We don't have a media anymore. We are censored every 6 ways to Sunday. We are no better than most third world countries in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't, we, as they say, when you grow mushrooms, you...
LRN.FM.
Buttons.
Yeah. Well, all right.
It's the old BS word.
So, Gail, we can't be saying those kinds of words because, as you say, we are definitely censored. We have to abide here by the FCC rules. And so
sorry about that.
Yep, it's okay.
So if I have to hang up?
No, you're still on the air right now. We've changed our process around here to where...
Captain Kickass is a generous lord.
I have discretion as to whether or not... You know, to hang up on somebody. I was able to dump your call. So what went out over the air was actually the sound of a toilet flushing instead of your bad word. So
okay.
Continue with your thoughts, please.
We are censored in everything that we hear. We are being censored in the medical news that we get, in the financial news that we get. In every single aspect of our life, we are being censored. The American people have become sheep, and it's pretty much getting to be that way in the rest of the world. We are all falling into line. We are going along the whatever party line, and they tell us to do something, and when they tell you that it's for your own good or if it's for the good of everybody, you can bet your bottom Bitcoin, that it is BS.
No, I agree with you, Gail. In fact, we are seeing, you know, I think record amounts of censorship, particularly in the United States. I am continually surprised that this radio program exists, much less that I'm on it. We do thank you for the call, but it does. And as far as I'm concerned, I am censored because I do not have the freedom of speech that I should have with this particular program. But we do what we can with the amount of freedom of speech that we have.
Yeah, I would say, yeah.
He would say yeah.
Yeah.
I would say a lot of other things, but I can't. The FCC says I can't. So we've got more Free Talk Live for you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Visit the Liberty Radio Network program guide to find out at shows.lrn.fm. That's shows.lrn.fm.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the program, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. If you'd like to join the conversation, you can dial the following phone number, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And in the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Richie Rich.
And unfortunately, Stone had to go take care of some business, so he won't be joining us for the remainder of the program. Well, we do thank him for sitting in. He's always fun to chat with. I enjoy doing the show with him.
Absolutely.
So, circling back to this article from LifeSiteNews.com.
Well, before you get back into that, you kind of put me on the spot at the end.
Well, that's
of the
right, I did.
And I did have a thought, but I was pressed up against the time, so there was not much.
You heard
to get
the
out.
Music.
I heard the music.
Yep.
So what I was thinking is, when it comes down to like censorship and in the media, from a free market perspective, like, are we not getting truth in news? Because there is no market demand for truth in news.
So, it's a good question, and I don't know that I know the answer. I can only think about my experiences, and I know that the news, when I was a kid, was more of a public service than, you know, something that was done for profit.
Okay.
Right? In fact, I believe a lot of these things operated, like television, early television news, like they operated the news as at sort of a loss.
Okay.
Right? It was something that they paid for to have on, but it was more of a public service than it was something to bring in cash.
And then those greedy capitalists got involved. And
now that's all changed, right? It's no longer, like, the newscasts that you see are specifically geared for advertisement, making money, et cetera, and so on. So
yeah.
They're doing product placement during the newscasts. As you can tell by the robotic nature of the, what do you call them, the anchor people, anchor persons, anchor men, anchor women, anchor lizards, whatever they are.
Anchor Zs.
That's, you know, and you've seen, like, on the YouTube or the BitChute or any of those other sites where they put together the montages of all the different newscasters from
reading
different cities.
Same propaganda
almost
piece.
Verbatim.
Yes.
And so what's happening is they're getting these press releases from government sources, and they're all just reading. They're just accepting them
right.
instead of paying somebody to actually investigate it on an individual basis.
Right. But that would also be a supply side issue. Right? That's all coming from the source of the news.
Right, and all of that is to say that I don't know if there's ever been a demand for truth in news. I know that there is amongst some people.
Sure.
But, like, I don't think the demand has ever been that high.
Right, but even if you go to, like, social media, right, there's the insulation effect where people only get the information from the sources that they've already, you know, subscribed to.
Yeah.
So they don't get any, you know, if you're left-leaning, you have all your left-leaning news sources,
right.
and that's the only information you're fed, right? If you're right-leaning, you have all your right-leaning information news sources, and that's the only information you're fed.
Right.
So people insulate themselves from outside perspectives,
yeah.
and social media has, like, made that so much more possible because you don't even get, you know, the other side of things in your news feed.
Right.
So people aren't even demanding, like, truth in media. They want, you know, propaganda that agrees with their already pre-existing
confirmation bias.
Exactly.
Yes, absolutely. And I do find that what I find amazing is how robotic people are. Now, I'm going to give an example here. I'm going to give an example of sports, right? Because I see this in, you know, places that I've been employed or, you know, chat rooms and that kind of a thing. And what happens is a sporting event, you know, let's say football or baseball or hockey or something happens.
Go team,
sports ball, right? And during the event, something occurs, and the announcers of said event say something. You can bet your bottom dollar that when you go and talk to people who have watched that particular program the next day, that they are going to quote those announcers verbatim. As far as, like, hey, what did you think of the game last night?
Parroting it back at the water.
They're going to just, and it's exactly what it is. Now, this same phenomena that you can witness with sports conversations, because sports is generally accepted in the workplace, and it's something safe to talk about. You know, generally the workplaces are against talking about politics and sex.
Sure.
Really, right? Like gender, that type of stuff, and religion, right? You know, those are kind of the trifecta of taboo things, according to HR representatives. Yeah, according to HR representatives across the country. But you can observe that also when it comes to news, right? So you can tell, but based on what he said, he's watching CNN.
Yeah.
Oh, based on what he said, he's watching Fox News.
I think I brought this up maybe on the air before, or at least in private conversations.
But it's the exact same phenomenon. They're parroting back what the television has told them to say.
Right. So I was when the November election came around. Right. I have cable television because we have to, but I don't really watch TV all that much. My wife does. So we were, you know, watching the election coverage, and I don't know why I picked it, but I just flipped on Fox News. I don't care. I'm not a regular, you know, viewer of Fox News. I just, that's the one I chose to go with. So in the background, you know, we had Fox News giving us the election updates for a few days, you know, because, hey, nothing new was happening until, like, you know, however many weeks later.
Right.
But for the first few days, like, maybe something's coming up. So we had it on. At the end of it, like, you know, when we were, like, time to turn off the TV, my wife goes, like, wow, I think I might be converted to Fox News. I was like, why? Like, number one, what were you watching before?
Right.
And why convert now? And because she's, you know, more left-leaning than me. Obviously, you know, we grew up in Hawaii, so there's definitely a Democratic
little
bent.
Left coast.
Little, yeah.
Lean to it. Yeah.
Sure.
Even though Hawaii is not really on the, I mean, it is a coast, but, you know.
It's blue as blue gets, even in small little areas. Yeah. So she, you know, she was like, well, CNN, right? Because that's what the left people watch.
Right.
And so I said, well, what is it that you liked about Fox News then to make you, like, almost convert, you know, for whatever? And she, her basic answer was, like, it's less vitriolic. Mm. Like, I feel like I'm getting more facts, more news, and less position biased while delivering it.
Wow, interesting.
Because if you were, you know, if you were on the right, you might feel the same way going the other.
I don't like either Fox News or CNN.
Okay.
I'm biased against most major media, period.
Sure.
Now, that's not to say that they don't deliver some actual news every now and again. They will.
Yeah.
You know, but they certainly have their lean, as you say.
Yeah.
You know, and
it's, but I understand that going in, right? Like, I'm able to parse out the information, you know, the positioning information from the actual news.
Right. And so if you're going to do that, you almost need to watch both newscasts.
You could. You absolutely
know,
could.
To just make sure you're where you're at. Or, like, some people are, you know, they'll come to a radio show like this, Free Talk Live, and they'll consider themselves centrists. Right, and I don't know what that really means. Other than them, they would say, "Well, I don't lean left and I don't lean right.
Pick a side.
I'm somewhere in the middle."
Sure,
you know.
I think everyone likes to think they're centrist because it's the most unbiased place to be.
Well, I think that centrists is just code for closet anarchist.
Okay.
I would like to believe that they just don't quite understand that they don't quite understand.
Sure, and I think a lot of people experience that. When the world's smallest political quiz was being passed around more frequently.
I remember that.
Because that, you know, you were in your life, you probably only had the Republican, Democrat, left, right paradigm. And the world's smallest political quiz said, no, there's these two other positions.
Right.
Right. And you might fit into one of those. And so it was used as a tool to get people away from that left, right paradigm and more, you know, to say like, well, you might be libertarian.
Do you remember
you just
the,
didn't have a term
the quiz
for.
Itself? Can you?
I don't remember all 10 of the questions.
Okay.
I mean, I could pull it up.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Folks can Google. Go Google the world's smallest political quiz yourself and see if you can answer the question, listeners.
And find out where you are. You might be an absolute centrist.
It's possible.
Yeah.
It's possible. Because I know a lot of folks, particularly when I spent, you know, 20-some years in the Seattle area, there's a lot of left-leaning there as well.
Of course.
But a lot of folks that I talked to were just sort of, I would say, politically agnostic, right? They're like, well, you know, I guess, you know, I got to vote for somebody, so, you know. But they weren't like, you know, like, yes, this is my man, and I'm totally, you know, leaning this way, and I'm against this. They were like, nah.
And that would have been me for much of my early life, including early adulthood.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I never cast a vote, never paid attention to politics. As politically agnostic as you can get.
Right.
Until I saw the world start to collapse around me, I had to, like, figure stuff out where I wanted to be. You know, I moved to New Hampshire for the Free State Project,
nice.
which is a thing. But at the same time, I was looking at other options,
yeah.
Right? Like maybe Canada,
yeah.
Maybe Vermont, maybe somewhere else entirely.
I also looked at other options. I looked at, you know, Mexico. I looked at Chile.
Sure.
I looked at Vietnam,
yeah.
A couple other places. But
because you could see then that things were getting bad here.
Yeah. I chose to come here because I thought I would regret it if I didn't.
Fair enough.
I wanted to come here first.
I don't regret it at all.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.